Okay, case number 11059, Pat Williamson and Harold Smith, south of Route 1 Coastal Highway, northwest of Delaware Avenue, being lot K70 within Sea Air Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Harold Smith.
And your address?
4819 Kratzer Road, Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Okay.
2282.
Patricia Williams, and same address.
Okay.
Harold Smith.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sirs. And we put an awning addition to our mobile home in Sea Air Mobile Home Park on the spring 11 by 15 shed roof over an existing patio. In Sea Air Park, the lots are 40 feet wide or so. Our unique situation is we have our mobile home, and then there's an addition put on it that projects 12 feet out from the original mobile home, and it creates an inside corner that's a dead air space, and the sun, it faces south, and the sun bears down there, and so it makes that patio unusable in the summer. So we needed, and to create shade, so we put this awning roof over the patio. Projects 11 feet. Like I say, the addition projects 12 feet from the original trailer, and so our awning projects 11 feet less than the existing addition, which is what is we're applying, what we need the variance for, because it's not 20 feet from the adjacent mobile home. And the addition is 15 feet from the mobile home. So the egress there has already been constricted in the, when this addition was put on, in the 80s, I suppose. So we're requesting a variance for that 4 feet that we are, we're 16 feet from the adjacent trailer. That's the uniqueness about it. We went through all the permits and inspections, and just I wasn't aware of that the 20 feet was at the time was the requirement. I thought it was 15, and so that's why we're asking the variance. It's not adversely affecting the adjacent property any more than it already, the existing addition was. And all the neighbors approve. Not detrimental to the neighborhood. I suppose that's it.
Okay. How did you, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
Did someone violate you? Did you have a violation here? Is that what, that's how you filed for a variance?
Yes.
Okay, so an inspector came out?
Yes, after the final inspection, permitting and all wasn't caught on the original permitting, the original building permit.
Okay.
And then after the final inspection, then Mr. Pettyjohn from zoning came and advised me that it was 16 feet from the adjacent trailer and that I needed to come here.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Hudson?
Is there already a variance of separation? Because this roof doesn't exceed any further than the back of your mobile, does it?
No, sir.
Is there already an existing separation variance?
A few years back, it was approved as everything was non-conforming.
As it was, okay.
But anything new had to comply.
All right, that's great. Thank you.
Talking about 14.5 and 11.3?
Yes.
Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
You obtained the permit, did you?
Yes, sir.
Did you build it yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay, and I have no further questions. So hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion we approve case number 11,059. I believe the property is clearly unique, as in that it doesn't exceed any further out than the existing manufactured dwelling that was already, I guess you could say, grandfathered in when Sierra was updated in recent years. I believe that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of property. Was it necessarily created by the applicant any more than the existing dwelling was already? It's not out of character with the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,059. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,059 is approved at this time.
Thank you.